Dear.
Oh, Brian. Is everything all right?
Yes, yeah. Rory's playing in his room. Oh, you look nice.
No, I don't. I look exhausted. And no amount of concealer's going to hide that.
Well, I think you look nice. You any idea when you'll be back?
Well, I'm hardly planning on hanging around once the service is finished.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Well, I was hoping to get out on the farm. I'm so busy, I can't leave it all to Alan.
Well, of course.
Apart from anything else, I just need to do something.
Brian, it's fine. You've got to work.
Well,
and I'll look after Rory.
Thank you.
Right.
Do you think Alice will be at church today?
I've no idea.
Well, if she is, could you speak to her for
Brian,
me?
Brian,
tell her I didn't mean to fly off the handle. We were all overwrought. If she'd just come back from Amy's, I'm sure we could sort this out.
We've said all this to Alan.
But if you could actually talk to her.
Well, obviously, if she's there, I'm going to ask her to come home.
All right.
But to be honest, Brian, I don't expect she will be. She's been doing her best to avoid us.
I know.
Look, I need to go. I'm popping round to Mum's before church.
Okay. But if you do see Alice...
Yes.
Give her my love. Oh, where have I gone, pussy?
Excuse me, Dad.
I was only holding it a minute ago.
Dad!
You seen my sermon?
No.
It's ridiculous. I'm meant to be meeting the new archdeacon in 10 minutes.
Is that it by the bread bin?
Eh? Oh, thanks, Alice. You ready, Amy?
Yep.
Alice, what about you?
She's not coming, Dad.
Well, I thought I'd take Spearman out.
Alice.
It's okay, Dad. I can run the stall by myself.
I know, I know. And I also know why Alice wants to go home and ride Spearman now. Look, it is Sunday, though. If you came to church, you wouldn't have to say much to your mum.
Dad!
Just even a quick hello. I know your mum would appreciate you being there.
Yeah,
but so she can see you're all right.
Why should she?
Eh?
Why should Alice give a monkey about how her parents feel? They never gave her feelings a single thought.
That's not fair. Brian and Jennifer are extremely upset.
Yeah, exactly. They're upset.
Amy.
Look, I'm not going, right. I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to apologise.
I can't.
It's fine. It was only a suggestion. Amy?
I said I'm ready.
Come on then. Oh, Alice, do you know if you're going to be back for lunch?
Yeah, I won't be out for long.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Enjoy your ride.
Bye.
Right. Oh, well, Rachel hasn't got here early.
Eh?
The Archdeacon, now. She's not here yet.
Oh, she would have come round here if she was early.
Yeah. Look, we'd best get over there, though. Listen, Amy. About Alice, do you think you'd watch what you're saying to her?
What do you mean?
Well, whatever opinions we might have, the Aldridges are devastated that Alice has walked out.
Oh!
I know why Alice is angry. But stoking her resentment isn't going to help.
No, I'm not stoking anything. I'm standing up for her.
Sure.
Anyway, it's Brian and Jennifer's fault. They should have told her that she had a half-brother.
Yes, all right.
No, imagine it, Dad. There's no way that you wouldn't have told me something like that.
All I'm saying is that we need to be sensitive. It's a difficult situation for everyone.
And all I'm doing is being Alice's friend.
Oh, okay, Amy.
Alan?
Hmm? Oh, Jennifer! Morning.
Oh, morning, Amy.
Hi. I'm going to set up inside.
Right, all right, yeah. If Rachel's there, tell her I'll be in a minute. I'm sorry, Jennifer, I'm not going to be able to talk for long.
How's Alice?
Oh, she's fine. Well, she's decided not to come to church today.
Oh, I see.
But she's okay. No, honestly. We've been talking, and I'm doing my best to help her think things through.
Has she said anything about coming home?
I'm sorry. It's not even been a couple of days yet.
No.
Look, I am going to have to go. We've got the new archdeacon coming today.
Oh, right.
And I think... Oh, yeah, that's her pulling up now. We'll talk later, though, OK?
Oh, yes, Alan. I'll be back for the service. I'm just going round to Mum's. Give Alice our love.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, I'll call round later if I can.
Yes,
look, don't worry, though, Jennifer. We'll find a way through this.
Hold on, Rory, hold on. We need to wash your hands. Just let me wipe the table. Very painty, isn't it? Now, Rory, come back here. Adam.
Hey, I'm Captain of an escapee.
So I see. Come here, you. Now, you mustn't go running off with your hands in a mess like that, because you've got red paint all over the furniture.
Not a good idea.
So let's wash those mucky fingers.
Oh, I like your painting, Rory.
It's a picture of my mummy.
Ah, I can see.
Yeah, oh, I have to put that up on the fridge, won't we? Now, come on then, let's wash it all off. I wanted to talk to you, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Really need to start trying to get back to normal. I left you cooking for long enough.
Right.
So, is there anything I could be doing for you this afternoon?
Well, yeah, you can help me go through the lambs if you want. Laura's coming for them first thing tomorrow.
Great, well, no problem.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll have to wait until your mother gets back.
Sure, yeah, I've got to see to the deer first, anyway.
Fine. Yes, all right, Rory. What should we say then? 12:30 by the pens?
Hmm, perfect.
Okay, on you go.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, Alamia. So then, young fellow, what should we do now?
And that's why lads like Beardy Boy should try to impress with what's in their heads. It's bound to be more substantial.
Excellent.
You gonna do your blog now?
Nah.
Sure.
Yeah, what am I gonna say? I've got the most twisted family in existence.
Oh, Dad.
Hiya. Not late for lunch, am I?
Oh no, the baked potatoes are still cooking.
Oh, hi Alice.
Hi.
How was the Archdeacon?
She's just left. Everyone seemed to like her though. I think she's gonna be good for the diocese. Oh, shall I?
No, I'll go. I need to put the pizza in.
You can tell it's Amy's turn to choose the food.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you two been up to?
Amy was doing her MySpace page.
Oh, I see. Good ride?
Yeah, thanks.
Alice, I saw your mum at church. She and your dad send their love. Look, I'm really not trying to pressurise you, but do you think there's any chance you might be able to talk to your parents soon?
What's the point? There's nothing more to say.
Well, you're going to have to speak to them sometime, then.
Well, I can't even bear to think about it.
Yeah, all right.
For Dad to have... Yeah, and then for Mum to have protected
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I know.
It's disgusting.
Look, I'm
sorry. I don't want to talk about it.
Alice, I can't answer for your parents, of course, but I'm sure they never meant to hurt you.
They didn't even consider me, Alan. All they care about is Rory.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, then why didn't they tell me? All they've ever done it... is lie and fake and put on their dirty little charade, and I don't want anything to do with them.
Okay.
Look, I know it's awkward for you having me here.
No, it's not.
I just need to get my head straight, and I can't do that while I'm at home.
No, I've told you you're welcome to stay.
Thank you.
I need sorting yourself out.
I just don't know what I'm meant to think anymore, Alan. About anything.
Yeah, that's fair enough, of course. But Alice, even if you can't talk to your parents... I'm still going to, okay?
So, that was a shame. It would have been nice to have played yesterday.
Oh, nah.
The team still won, though. And we're playing Netherborn in a couple of weeks, so everyone wants to give them a good stuffing.
Right.
You know, after what happened in that Village Cup.
Huh?
Oh, it's a long story. Yep, you're ready to go. Jeremy, the relief student, starting tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It really will be a relief to have him for the harvest.
Sure.
Oh, and I'm going to be away at the Royal on Tuesday. I'm doing a stint on the fine food stand with Alice.
Alice is going with you?
Oh, yeah. At least I hope so. That's what we arranged. I thought it'd be good for her to have a day away.
I'm sure you're right.
So you'll need to cover for me.
Okay, well, just point me in the right direction.
Yeah, and there's some barley I could do with your advice on.
Okay.
Up on Broadbank.
Sure.
If that's all right, Brian.
Of course, I'll take a look this afternoon.
Great. Go on.
I must say, Adam, I'm immensely grateful for the way you've handled the farm. If it hadn't been for you, I think we'd have gone to pieces these last few weeks.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you think I've done a good job.
So you really don't think there's any chance of her coming home soon?
Not in the next few days, anyway.
Oh, I never thought it would come to this. Not even in my worst imaginings did I think she'd actually run away.
Yeah, but she hasn't, though.
No, I suppose.
Well, she's only on the other side of the village.
Mm, that's true.
And I'm there to look after her.
Oh, I'm so grateful to you, Alan.
Oh, she's a sensible girl, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, I know.
I mean, the thing is, I can't keep asking Alice to talk to you. I've tried, but... Well, she's pretty mixed up at the moment. And if I keep pushing her...
No, it's all right, Alan. No, I understand.
She really does have a lot of issues she needs to work through.
Yeah, so. I know she does. Goodness knows what you must think of us.
Hey, I'm not here to make judgments.
Oh, even so.
All I'm interested in is seeing you and Alice and the rest of the family reconciled. That's what's important.
Yes. What's Alice been saying? Oh, don't tell me if it's going to break her confidence.
No. She's... Well, I'm sure you realise she feels very hurt and she's... deceived, I suppose. She doesn't think that you've been honest with her.
Oh.
More than anything, she seems very upset that you didn't consult her before bringing Rory into your home.
But we weren't even sure it was going to happen. And then she had her exams.
Yeah, but she still thinks she should have known.
Yes. Yeah, I think she's right.
Yeah, I know you were doing what seemed right at the time.
Yes, well, we were.
All I can say is, keep on trying.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go. It's not long before evensong.
No, no, of course. In here, Brian. Oh, thanks again.
No, it's no problem.
Alan, look, hey, what's happened?
No, it's not a lot.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Look, you go, Alan.
But what about Alice?
No, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm sure Jennifer can fill you in. But and Anna will speak soon. I've got to
yes, yes, okay.
Bye.
Jenny?
Bye.
Well, what's happening? What's going on with Alice?
Well, what do you think? She's not coming home, if that's what you mean.
Right.
But she doesn't want to see us. She doesn't want to speak to us.
Is that what Alan told you?
She thinks we've deceived her.
Oh, Jenny.
We've driven our own daughter out of her home.
No, no.
We got it wrong, Brian. We handled it all in the worst possible way.
What about one of those scarf things, then?
What?
Oh, you know, like she wears, what do you call them?
Pashmina?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's what we got her for her last birthday.
Oh, was it? Well, perfume, then.
Oh, you seen the size of the Chanel bottle on her dressing table? Matt's got that one covered.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to get the woman who has everything.
She hasn't dropped you any hints herself, then?
No.
Oh, well, I might be able to find something at the Royal.
Oh, fine.
Not long till her Grey Gables bash now.
No.
Mike's been invited, did you know?
Yes, he told me in the pub on Saturday.
I thought that was nice. He needs taking out of himself.
Hmm.
Let's hope he enjoys it.
Yeah, well, someone's got to.
What?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, come on, Tony, what is it?
Nothing.
Whenever I mention Lillian's birthday party, you sink into a pit. What is going on?
I'm just not looking forward to it particularly.
Why not? It should be fun and the food will be fantastic.
Yes, I know, but...
Yes? Tony?
Look, you need to go. Helen's waiting.
No. She can wait a bit longer. I want you to tell me what the matter is first.
Pat, honestly, it's not important.
Yes, it is, obviously.
Well, it's just Brian.
Oh, love. Look, I know you're angry with him, but there'll be lots of other people there.
No, it's more than that.
What then?
We had a few words.
Oh?
Well, it was more than a few words, actually. After what he's done to Jennifer...
Oh, no!
My temper was up and I... Well, I kind of pushed him.
You what?
I didn't hit him, Pat.
Oh, my...
But I did grab him and I forced him up against his car.
Oh, Tony.
Don't get angry with me. It's the least he deserves.
Don't believe it. What did you think he were doing?
I'd only just heard what he'd done.
So what, this was when?
Well, I don't know.
The week before last?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh!
I was furious.
So you thought roughing up Brian would help?
I didn't rough him up.
Oh, Tony.
Someone had to get it across to him. He can't treat Jennifer like that.
No, ask her.
Yeah?
Yep.
I thought it made sense. She does such a great job on the house. We're not going to have time to get Rickyard ready between lets.
No, it's a great idea.
And then we'll still be able to bring George along with her.
Yeah. Now, I think they're on this row.
Right.
You all right with that box?
Fine. Can you check when they're judging the Herefords?
It's 9, I think.
We'd better get a moo on then.
Yeah, that's right, 9 o'clock, and the Holsteins are on at 10.
I really want to have a look at them. See if we can't find a type that's going to be better suited to extended grazing.
Sure.
I'd like to talk to some of the breeding companies too. I'm interested in New Zealand genetics.
Yeah, me too. Look, here. Give me a box. It's funny.
Thanks.
Don't remember spending a lot of time looking at the cattle last year.
We did go down the lines, I remember.
Huh?
Oh, look, there's the stand over there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, then. Pat! Oliver!
Oh, David, hold on.
Huh?
Oh, no, it's all right.
What?
It's Greer. You go ahead. Won't be a minute.
Oh, but...
Go on, I'll join you in a sec.
David!
Morning!
Oh, you took a bit of finding.
Yeah, it's busy.
Goodness, are those the dairy leaflets?
They are.
Where's Ruth?
She's just on the phone. Grey called.
Have you met him yet?
No.
And you haven't, have you, Pat?
No, not yet.
Well, he's a smashing chap. Have you signed up for the meeting in Worcester?
No, but Ruth did say something. A meeting of dairy farmers.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're going to some farmers' markets as well?
Yeah, actually, Ruth's not doing that now.
What?
No, she decided she was just too busy.
Ah. Ruth!
Hi!
David tells me you're having to pull back a bit on the campaigning.
Yeah. Afraid so. I just haven't got the time.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, you know what it's like. Well, David and I are still going to do our own thing, though. Starting here. Let's get these leaflets sorted.
Yeah.
How's it been going?
Oh, fine, thanks. Helen's made her first sale of the day.
Oh, great.
Is Ed here, Oliver?
Yes, he's just gone to get some breakfast.
Right. Well, I suppose we'd better come up with a plan. I hope you don't mind, but we really want to see some of the cattle judging.
Oh, okay.
Which is starting in about 20 minutes.
Oh, I see. Shirking already.
I know.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be daft.
But once we've done that, though, we'll be campaigning like nobody's business.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't I start? I mean, I could go over to the... where would you think best?
Well, I'd have thought the Grand Ring would be a good place to nab people.
Great. Well, anywhere, really. We need to target the general public, not just farmers.
Yeah.
And then if I come back here, around lunchtime, you can take over, Pat.
Fine.
Okay, then. I'll pick up Ed on the way and give him this sterling gold stuff. He can find a pitch of his own.
Don't forget our leaflets, too.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand.
Okay.
I'll meet you at the cattle judging, Ruth.
Right.
Great. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Maybe if you could put some of these out on the stand?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks. Well, I've got a couple of minutes then. Shall I give you a hand?
Oh, yes, that'd be great.
I'll leaflet while you hand out cheese.
Thanks.
Are you okay, Pat?
Oh, yeah, yes, fine. Try some cheese, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm made with milk from our own organic herd.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay, Pat?
Yeah, I'm just... I'm a bit worried about Tony.
Tony? Why? Is he okay?
He's fine, but he's... Oh, he's very angry with Brian.
Oh, I see.
I don't blame him, really, but...
It doesn't make it any easier for Jennifer.
Exactly. And whatever you think about what she's done, how she's reacted...
I think she's been incredibly brave.
I certainly don't think I'd still be with Brian if I was in her place.
But it was her choice.
Yeah. I can't say I understand it, Ruth, but Jennifer obviously feels it's right for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I'm fine here. You go and find David. Don't want to miss the judging.
So what did you think?
Maybe he was right. We should give crossbreeding some thought.
With Jerseys, though.
If they'll give us longevity.
Even so, wouldn't we be better with something bigger? Don't want to end up with a lot of different sizes.
That's true.
It's a big enough herd to get through the parlour as it is without making handling any more difficult.
How about the Swedish Red, then?
It's a possibility.
Or the Brown Swiss. They sounded good to me.
Ruth, I don't know.
You didn't speak to that breeder as long as I did. Brown Swiss are the same size as Holsteins, and they have a much longer productive life.
Well, I'd still prefer to stick with the black and whites.
But if we can increase the longevity of the herd, then that's going to cut down on our replacement costs.
Yeah, of course, but we can do that within the Holstein. Ruth?
What?
Look, I'm not saying no. I just think that we can still end up with a cow that best suits our needs without having to start crossbreeding.
Okay.
I just don't want to jump to any decision. I mean, remember, these breeding companies, it's in their interest to make you think it's a good idea.
I know.
Don't even know what kind of sale value a brown Swiss cross would have.
We should be okay. I think they're pretty beefy.
Well, we need to find out, though.
And I will.
Fine, then.
Hey, look, we're going to have to get back. We've already been longer than we should.
Mm, yeah, sure. Come on, then.
Oh, fantastic, Oliver. Well done.
Thank you.
Helen will be delighted for you. Is it a big order?
No, just one round.
I suppose he wants to try it on his customers.
Exactly. But the wonderful thing is, though, he says he'll pass my details on to a friend of his who also sells cheese. So hopefully she'll decide to take some sterling gold as well.
He sounds great.
Yeah, I know. And it's not as if I was even promoting the cheese at the time. I was doing my whole spiel about the importance of dairy farming to the rural economy.
Which, presumably, he knew only too well.
Oh, yes. Although he was very interested to hear about my herd.
Sure.
And then it comes out that he runs a whole food shop, and in Leamington.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And after I spent the entire day yesterday getting precisely nowhere.
That's the way it always seems to happen.
Yeah, isn't it just? Well, I feel it was worth my while coming now. So, anyway, how's it going for you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Oh, hang on, that's mine. Sorry, Oliver, excuse me.
No, it's fine. I only came back to get some more leaflets.
Tony?
How's it going?
I'm glad you phoned. I want to talk to you about this dinner.
All right, Pat. It's not as if I've said we aren't going.
No, seriously, though, I've been thinking about it.
I only phoned to see how you were getting on.
We can't go to Lillian's party if there's going to be an atmosphere between the two of you.
I'll be perfectly polite.
It's not going to make life any easier for Jennifer if you and Brian are at each other's throats.
Well, don't make me responsible for what he's put my sister through.
Tony, I wasn't.
It beggars belief that he's got the gall to even show his face.
I know.
Betraying Jennifer like that? Then asking her to bring up the child?
I'm not saying it's right.
It's gone too far this time.
Look, I suppose I'm just saying that we need to be practical. This is the situation we're in. There's no point making it worse. And apart from anything else, Tom still has to work for him.
Yeah, and I wish that wasn't the case.
Yes, but I'm just asking you to make an effort.
Well, I've got no intention of making things any more difficult for Jennifer.
All right, but if you could somehow patch things up while we're there.
I'm not forgiving him, Pat.
Okay.
But I won't make a scene either.
I suppose that'll have to do.
I'm telling you, though, the less I see of Brian, the better.
Support your dairy industry. Get involved. Find out where your daily pinter comes from.
Oliver!
David! Ruth!
You've got some lungs on you.
How's it going?
Oh, very well, thank you. I think I'm getting the message across.
Just a bit. We could hear you on the other side of the ring.
Well, not too loud, am I?
No, not at all.
No, it's great. You're showing us how to do it.
Right. We'll see you later, Oliver.
Righto. Oh, I bumped into Gray a moment ago. I told him you were on the case.
Good.
Yeah, he's probably still around here somewhere. He got chatting with someone. There he is.
Where?
Just over there, next to the sign. You know, leaflets in hand.
Ah, yeah.
What? The bald guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
David?
Huh? Oh, sorry.
You all right?
Yeah, no, I just wasn't expecting him to look like that. I thought he'd be, younger.
Excuse me, I'd say he's around my age, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, no.
Do you want to go and say hello?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's doing a lot for the industry, David. I'm sure you'll like him.
Yes. Yes, I expect I will.
I let the place get like this.
Pass those over here.
If I could just leave my files at the office.
Ah, yeah. It feels much less like work if you do it in front of the telly, huh?
Tell me about it. I don't know why I suggested holding the fake committee here. I probably thought it would give me some incentive to tidy up.
So we've still got half an hour before they arrive.
Yeah. So, anyway, Amy's not making things any easier, then.
Well, no. Well, I'm sure she thinks she's doing the right thing, but, you know, it's so tricky. I've got Brian and Jennifer worried sick. I'm trying not to pressurise Alice, so at least she's got the space to maybe start thinking about speaking to them. And all the while, Amy's there, building up the barricade. I know she's only been a friend.
Well, we all need someone to stick up for us sometimes.
And I realise that, too. I'm just not sure Amy's helping particularly.
How is Alice at the moment?
Well, she's an unhappy, mixed-up girl.
What you would expect, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. She's at that age when you see things in such cut-and-dried terms. Now she's had this sudden realisation that life's a lot more complicated. That people make a mess.
I don't know, Alan. I think you'd find this hard at any age.
Yeah, I know. But at least when you're a bit older, you do have your own failings and indiscretions to draw on. Things that put it into context for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we all make mistakes.
True.
It's how we put them right that counts.
It's a very difficult time for her.
Yeah, well...
What?
It's all right, don't panic.
But I wasn't expecting anyone yet.
I'll get it.
I haven't even started on the kitchen. I hide you under there. Oh, cover that up.
I'm not...
No.
Why didn't I do this?
I know, come on through.
Alicia, hiya.
Hello, Hayley.
Oh, dear, I am too early, aren't I? Bag has last longer than that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. These ones aren't so extreme. Go on! We've got quite a few old ladies in the herd. But some cows, they can be worn out within 2 or 3 years.
So they get culled?
Afraid so, Pip. They become infertile or lame or get mastitis.
That's terrible.
It's all down to the market. Even if the cows that produce the most milk aren't necessarily the most healthy.
And so what?
Come on, madam, in you go.
This other breed you want to try, are they healthier then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'd be crossbreeding then. We'd find a bull with the RPI we like and inseminate our whole stand.
Yeah, Mum, I know.
Sorry.
But you think we'd end up with a better herd?
Better for us. Hopefully by crossing with the Brown Swiss, we'd get particular fitness traits, like longevity, which will cut down on our replacement rate.
I see.
We'd also introduce something called hybrid vigour, which means the first crosses would be stronger, more robust.
So what does Dad think we should do?
Well, at the moment, he'd prefer to stay with the black and whites. He's thinking of one of the dumpier bulls that aren't so highly bred for production.
The crosses wouldn't be black and white, then?
I wouldn't have thought so. They'd probably be a sort of tan.
Oh, right.
Why? Would you miss the black and whites?
I don't know. It'd be strange, wouldn't it? Seeing a different sort of cow. I mean, we've always had black and white cows on the farm.
Well, we haven't come to a decision yet. In any case, it wouldn't be all of them.
Might be quite nice, a bit of variety.
Come on, we need to get back. I've got the fate meeting to go to.
You can't keep things the same forever, can you?
No, that's very true. You can't.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, no problem.
And yours, mademoiselle?
Oh, merci, monsieur.
I'll just go and get me ale.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Usha. I don't know why I thought we were meeting at 7.
I told you, stop apologising.
Oh, I'm embarrassed, though.
Oh, nonsense. Anyway, I've got my butler. It would have been me who had to clean the kitchen if you hadn't arrived.
Oh, he's very good, isn't he?
Oh, you should see him with a duster. He's a miracle worker.
Well, I suppose that makes sense.
Really, though, don't worry about it. Everyone should be here soon now, anyway.
All right. Well, let's hope they all bring some good ideas.
Mm. I know Alan's already asked Eddie to open the fete.
What's that?
Oh, Eddie. He's going to do his town crier bit.
Oh, yeah. I thought it might save us from having to set up the PA system.
And Jill's asked the Hollerton Silver Band to play.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah.
I'll get it.
No!
No. You're sat down. I'll get it.
If you're sure. Anyway, how's everything with you?
Oh,
Is Mike okay?
Oh, yeah, he's all right. He's up and down. But what, did you hear about him and Lillian?
No.
Oh, he's been given her ballroom dancing lessons.
Oh, right.
He used to do a lot of dancing with Betty. And it really seems to have brought him out of himself. I've been thinking, I might see if I can arrange some proper classes for him.
That's a good idea.
Roy thinks we should give it a go. Maybe pay for his first couple of lessons. Be something social for him, you know.
Definitely.
Hi.
Ruth.
Well, this is lovely. Much nicer than being stuck indoors.
All right, Ruth.
Hi, Haley.
Can I get you a drink or anything, Ruth?
Oh, yeah, please. Glass of white wine.
All right, come here.
Thanks, Helen. So, how is everyone?
Great.
So?
Haley was just saying she was thinking of buying Mike some dancing lessons.
Right. Hey, you should try that place. We went to 4-hour salsa classes.
What, with Gloria? I'm not sure Mike would survive.
I don't think salsa's really Mike's thing anyway. Maybe not.
And how are Roy and Phoebe? Are they okay?
Fine, fine. Actually, I was wondering... Oh, I wasn't sure if I should ask.
What's that?
Well, Jennifer phoned this morning, and she wants me to babysit on Sunday.
Ooh.
It's Lillian's birthday party, see?
You mean babysit for Rory?
Hmm. And I wondered, is it true Alice is staying with Alan?
What?
That's right.
Alice isn't at home farm?
No, she's been at the vicarage since the weekend.
Sorry, I only found out because Amy told Susan. Oh, poor Jennifer. She must be beside herself.
There we are.
Alan, I've just heard you've got Alice staying with you.
Yes, that's right, yes.
What happened?
Well,
it was Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's when I came home and found out.
And what? Alice had just walked out?
Well, I think there'd been some kind of argument.
Mm. It was hardly surprising. I mean, had Alice known about it for long?
I'm not sure.
Well, she must have found out before we did.
Not long before.
Really?
No wonder she's upset.
I'll get that, shall I?
That's terrible.
They didn't want to disrupt her exams.
It's okay.
Did you know Rory was going to live with them, Ruth?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was easy for them.
No.
Oh, I can't get over it. You can't blame Alice for not wanting to stay, can you?
Yeah, come in. Oh, Peggy, hi.
Alan.
Yeah, come in.
I'm not late, am I? I couldn't remember if it was 7 or 7:30.
No, there seems to have been a bit of confusion.
Really?
Yeah, Usha and I both thought it was 7:30, though.
Oh, good.
Are you all right, Peggy?
Yes, sorry. Jack had a bit of an accident just as I was leaving.
What? Is he okay?
Oh, yes. It wasn't that kind of accident. He must have thought he'd like to do the washing up.
Right.
And I was upstairs getting ready. I didn't realise what he was up to. And, of course, he forgot he'd turned the tap on.
Oh, dear.
Flooded the kitchen floor.
Well, not too badly, I hope.
Well, I didn't realise until I noticed the carpet in the hallway was wet.
Oh, Peggy.
Oh, it's Jack, though. He can get so very upset when he knows he's made a mistake.
But are you sure you're all right to be here? I mean, you don't need to be at home.
No. Lillian's with him now. She's very good with him.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, these things are bound to happen. So I didn't want to miss tonight. It helps a lot coming out.
Yeah, of course. Well, everyone's out on the terrace, so come on through.
Can you imagine if David had done that to you, Ruth? If it was Roy, I couldn't forgive him.
It would be very hard.
I think every relationship has different boundaries.
Ugh, even so.
I'm just amazed they managed to keep it quiet for so long.
You know. I'm not just Rory, but the whole affair. Ugh, I tell you, I'm not looking forward to babysitting on Sunday. I mean, Rory's sweet, but you don't really know how you're meant to behave, do you?
Peggy's here, everyone.
Peggy.
Oh. Oh, nice to see you.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, thank you.
Would you like a drink, Peggy?
Yeah, there's wine or tea or coffee or juice.
I think I'll be all right, actually.
Well, I'm sure Jill and Linda will be along in a minute.
Yeah,
should be.
Yeah, I expect so.
Why don't we get down to business?
Good idea. Well, I've brought the plan. We can start deciding where all the stalls will go.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, Mum, I'm in here.
Everything okay? Where's your dad?
Oh, putting Josh to bed.
Well, I've got a job for you.
What kind of job?
Face painting.
Hey?
Haley's going to be doing face painting at the Fiat, and I suggested you might be able to help her.
Oh, right.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure. Mum, look at this.
What's that?
It's a picture of the brown Swiss.
Oh.
I printed it off the internet.
Did you know?
I like the look of them. I think we should go with the cross.
But I thought you didn't want to lose the black and white.
I never said that.
All right, then.
I've spoken to Dad about it.
And what did he say?
Well, I can see where he's coming from, not wanting to change from the pure Holsteins. Or he was saying we could go for the British Friesian instead.
Well, they're very closely related.
Yeah, but I reckon we should try something different.
OK.
And if the market's changing, then we've got to change with it.
Yeah, we have. Now you've just got to help me convince your dad.
I do feel bad about it, though.
Oh, don't be daft, Peggy.
I know.
Everyone understood.
But I've done it for so long. Just don't think I can manage it this year.
Well, from what I hear, you deserve a letter of commendation, the number of white elephant stalls you've run. I'm sure Jill will manage to twist Kathy and Kenton's arm.
Yes. I'm going to bake some cakes for the tea tent.
Well, you're still helping with the organisation. I think that's plenty.
I suppose so.
Okay, then.
Alan?
Hmm?
You will give my love to Alice, won't you?
Yeah, of course, Peggy.
It does seem wrong. You shouldn't have to be taking care of her like this.
Nonsense.
If you'd just come and speak to me, or anyone else in the family. I don't know why she doesn't feel she can talk to us.
Well, to be honest, Peggy, I think she just needs a bit of time away from the situation. I mean, this has had an effect on you all.
Yes.
You're all having to make adjustments.
That's true.
I'm sure, given some time, Alice will come round.
I do hope so. She seems so furious with her parents.
Yes, but anger burns itself out, doesn't it?
I'm not sure. Not this time.
No?
I'm still quite angry myself.
Well, I'm sure, but that's fading, isn't it? And once it's gone, that's when forgiveness can begin.
That's what one would like to think.
Well, that's what I believe.
And I hope you're right, Alan. There's just so very much to forgive, though, isn't there?
Oh, what's all this, Rory? Come on, there's nothing wrong.
That does sound lovely.
You know, Elizabeth.
That's Lolly.
Now, come on.
She's getting excited.
Now, just put your shoes on.
Oh.
Rory. Look,
I'm sorry.
That you're just being silly now.
I'm so upset.
No. I know you love playing with Lily and Freddie. You said that to Granny when we called her last night. Oh. Now, just give me your foot. There, well done.
Bye, darling, bye.
And now the other one.
What's all this fuss about?
I'd have thought you'd like a trip to Lower Loxley.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on. Be good for Daddy.
How's Kate?
Oh, fine. You didn't get to speak for long.
Oh, there.
They just finished getting the nursery ready. Oh, now, Rory.
I'm not going.
Rory, come back here.
Right, no, I'll go after him.
No.
You need to get out on the farm.
Rory.
I'll take him to Elizabeth.
I told you, I want you to relax this afternoon.
But if you're busy...
Really, Jenny, I'll take him.
But I...
You need a break. Now, go and do something nice.
Oh.
Now, apparently there's quite a bit of money left in the pot.
Oh, I'm not surprised. We did so much fundraising.
Yeah, well, Shula and Alistair are trying to think what to do with it.
Aren't you taking a couple of minibuses down to Lord's?
Yeah, but the tickets for the final are free. Huh? It seems anyone can just turn up.
Oh!
And the transport's not going to cost a fortune.
No, I suppose not.
So, well, Alistair had the idea of maybe paying for some kids to go to the 2020 at Edgbaston. You know, find a school in Birmingham that wants to promote cricket with their pupils.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, Sid, while I think of it, I need you to sort out the order for the beer tent.
Oh, yes.
It's not long now until the fete.
No. I've got it written down. Oh, you're wearing my bracelet?
Of course.
Well, aren't you worried you might scratch it?
Oh, you didn't buy me to keep it in a drawer, did you?
No.
I want to show it off. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh. You really do like it, then?
Sid, a fifth wedding anniversary gift is supposed to be made of wood. I was worried you was going to get me one of them awful love spoons or something.
Aye?
So, when I open this...
Oh, right.
I want everyone to see what a lucky woman I am.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I love it. Almost as much as I love you.
Blimey.
I know.
I must be pretty lucky then, too.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Mm.
Hey, mister. You ain't getting that lucky.
Huh?
No. At least not until tonight. We got a pub to run.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Beer garden. Check if there are any empties.
He doesn't give up, does he?
That's one desperate peacock.
That's a wood pigeon you're showing off to, you silly creature.
So when are you going to go see Caroline?
Friday.
But you know you've definitely got a job.
I think so. It was a waitressing job she was going to give me before Mum and Dad stopped their roaring.
Oh, that'd be really good if you get it.
Yeah, I just hope there's lots of hours. I need every penny I can get now. I'm going to save anything for South Africa.
I bet you can't wait for that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
What are you talking about? You're going to uni?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be just the same as going to Johannesburg.
Well, don't be stupid. You'll love it. It's got to be better than hanging around here.
No, it'll be cool.
And at least you know you want to be a midwife.
Hey, but you know you want to do engineering.
Yeah, but...
Don't you?
Oh, I don't know what I want at the moment. And who cares anyway? In 2 months' time, I'll be thousands of miles away. Different place, different people.
Hey, you all right there, girls?
Oh,
hi, Jolene.
Oh, Michael's giving you the full performance, is he?
Yeah.
You mind if I join you?
No.
No, I'm not allowed to have a fag in my own pub.
Oh, of course. How's that going?
Wow, it was so much easier when I could just nip round the other side of the bar.
Maybe you should try giving up.
Well, that's what Sid keeps telling me. Ah, but then you gotta have a voice, ain't you? Here.
Oh, I don't smoke.
Oh, no, my bracelet. My new bracelet, what do you think?
Jenny!
Lillian, I wasn't sure if you were in.
I was just having a spot of lunch. Oh, darling, you look exhausted.
Oh, do I?
Are you all right?
I've just been to the vicarage. I was hoping Alice might be in, but nobody's there.
Oh, Jenny.
And I thought I'd come and see you instead. Elizabeth's got Rory for the afternoon.
Right, come on. I'm taking you to the pub.
All I'm saying is, if you want to nip out for a fag, then tell me.
All right, all right.
Don't tell me you're collecting glasses.
Just feels like I'm bunking off.
Well, don't go so often, then. Wouldn't do any harm to cut down.
No.
Don't be silly. You're having more than a tomato juice.
Afternoon, Lily.
There's Sid. Usual, please.
Hi there, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
So, what are you having, Jennifer?
I'll have, a white wine and soda, please.
Oh, that's better. And a spritzer, please, Sid.
Sorry, Lillian. Not inside.
Oh, of course. I'd forgotten about the bathroom.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I'm never going to remember. A smoking police will just have to arrest me.
Oh, Lillian.
What? Why do people think they have a right to tell you what's good for you these days?
Well, at least it don't seem to have affected our takings too much so far.
Oh, we've noticed a few regulars haven't been in.
Yeah. Most people seem to prefer it, though. Ice in the spritzer.
Oh, yes, please. Jennifer, I were talking to Alice and Amy just now.
Oh, Alice is here?
Well, she was. About 5 minutes ago, they just left.
Well, how was she?
Well,
I mean, what were they doing and were they okay?
Oh, they were just having a drink. Alice was saying she's staying with Amy now.
Come on, Jenny. I want a cigarette. Let's go outside.
Yes, yes. Okay.
It'll be nice and peaceful out there.
I'll put that on your tab, then. Well, that wasn't very subtle.
Well, I was only asking. She didn't half look tired, though, does she?
I'm not surprised.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, it must be awful in their house.
Yeah, it must.
Well, I'm telling you, Sid, if you'd done to me what Brian's done to her...
Good job I'm not Brian, then.
Now, that is very true.
Come on, then.
Tell me all about it. What's been happening?
Oh, I don't think I know where to start.
How about the reason for those dark circles under your eyes? Rory's still not sleeping through.
No, he's up at least once a night. And then, of course, he's tired during the day, and so are we.
And how much help is Brian giving you?
He's trying very hard. In fact...
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. I told you, I want you to let it all out.
I'm starting to worry about him.
About Brian?
Well, I know, but he's running himself ragged. He's trying to work on the farm here, look after Rory, trying to keep me happy.
Good.
That's the thing, Lillian. I know why he's doing it. He's terrified I'm going to change my mind.
Jenny.
And it reminds me of when we had to get over it all the first time. Everything's tinged with guilt.
So what do you want him to do?
Oh, I wish I knew. I mean, I do need the help. I just want to reach some level of normality. We've made the decision. We can't change that now.
Well, if you ask me, Jenny, darling, it's blindingly obvious. You ought to get someone in.
Do you mean a nanny?
Oh, some kind of childcare.
Well, I've thought about it, Lillian, but... Well, I just feel...
Well, what?
Well, I haven't even mentioned it to Brian. I just think... Well, you see, I want to be able to cope.
Are you sure?
Rory's been through enough upheavals, and I'm not just going to hand him over to somebody else.
Okay.
Well, that wouldn't feel right. In any case, it's not just Rory. Half the reason I can't sleep is Alice.
Have you spoken to her?
Well, I haven't seen her. Adam took her to the Royal yesterday.
And how did that go?
Oh, I think they enjoyed themselves. Adam said they didn't really talk about what's happened.
Well, that's something, I suppose. Wasn't she angry with him last week? Well, there you go, then. She'll come round.
Do you really think so?
Of course. Just let Alice do what she needs to do. I guarantee she'll be home in no time.
No, Lisa, I don't use that anyway. If you can carry the... Alice,
is that you? Oh, Amy.
Hello, Mrs. Aldridge.
What's this bag doing down here? Is Alice back?
We've just come to collect a few things.
What?
If you can take that as well.
Oh, Alice!
Come on, let's get out of here.
What are you doing? Oh, no, darling, really, you don't need to do this.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Aldridge.
What are you taking?
We didn't think you'd be in.
That's meant to make me feel better.
Well, I just mean...
Excuse me. Please, Alice, this is ridiculous.
Can I get by?
Look, this is your home. You don't have to take your things. Oh, can't we at least discuss it?
Mum...
We know you're upset with us, but how can we fix it if you won't even talk?
Because there's nothing to say.
But, darling...
You know how I feel. This is what I have to do.
Alice, come on.
But we can put this right. Rory will start to settle in soon.
Ready? Oh, hell. Let's go.
What's going on?
Alice is taking her things.
What? Alice!
Come on.
What are you doing?
I just needed a few of my things and now I'm going.
No, wait. This is your home, Alice.
Yes.
You belong here.
Why won't you just accept it? I'm not staying.
But, darling...
Can't you see what this is doing to your mother?
So that's what you're scared of, is it?
What?
That she's going to come to her senses and kick you out.
Alice, it's not worth it.
And I thank you to stay out of it.
Oh, leave her alone.
This is between me and you.
Oh, Brian, don't.
You're my daughter.
No, I'm not. Not since you brought that brat into this house.
Alice, you don't mean that.
Oh, why wouldn't I mean it? Then why can't you just... I have to leave.
But what are you going to live on? You can't expect to survive on Alan's goodwill.
I'll get by. I've got my savings. I'm going to get a job.
That money's for your university.
You don't have to worry. I can look after myself.
But that's what I'm saying, David.
Yeah, and I understand.
Peter, the guy I spoke to, he's introduced brown Swiss genetics, and he reckons he's getting almost the same levels of milk.
Yeah, exactly. Almost.
But that's only what would happen if we went for a Holstein with better fitness traits.
What? Possibly.
And you know how Holsteins have a peak early in the lactation curve? In the Brown Swiss, that's much less pronounced. They produce milk over a longer lactation and in a more even pattern.
Yeah, okay.
And as for the milk itself...
Look, I only actually came in to give you the receipt from the tanker driver.
But this is really exciting. With the Brown Swiss, you get higher protein and higher butterfat, so we should be getting more money.
Yeah, all right, I'll admit, it does sound interesting.
Well, doesn't it, though? They've got a greater body capacity, greater longevity.
Fine.
Good legs, good feet.
Yeah, OK.
And apparently they have a really nice temperament.
All right. I hear you.
And most importantly, David, Pip thinks we should go with the cross too. She's been doing loads of research, downloading pictures and everything.
Well, I mean, you know, if our new dairy expert says so.
Seriously, though, the more I find out about it, the more it makes sense for us.
And I am happy to think about it. Now, would you like a coffee?
Yeah, please. That would be lovely.
Right.
Oh, David.
Yeah?
Is Emma still around?
No, she left about 5 minutes ago. She had to go and get ready for her shift at Jack's.
Right. You know, I've spoken to her about Rickyard.
Yeah, she mentioned it. Yeah, that's good news.
I also asked her about staying on to welcome the guests. You know, show them around the cottage, do the finishing touches.
Oh, yeah.
She's happy to do that as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I said we'd pay her a bit more than we do for cleaning the house.
Yeah, sure.
It's quite a lot more responsibility after all.
No, that's fine, actually. It'll be worth it. The less we have to worry about running the holiday let, the better.
Hmm.
Right, go and make that coffee.
Oh, and David.
Yes, what?
You will think about the Brown Swiss cross, won't you? I really think they could be ideal.
Come on, out you come.
Remind me again, Will, when's the game fair?
The 27th.
All right.
Yeah, 3 weeks tomorrow. Thought I'd go on the first day.
Well, I don't see that should be a problem.
Great. Oh, and I need to go into Borchester sometime next week. My car's off the road at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, the fuel pump packed up. I'm waiting for the spare to come in and then I got to go and collect it.
Fine, well, just let me know when you've got to go in and get it.
Oh, thanks. Shoo, go on, shoo.
I must say, we're looking well stocked. You know what Matt's like. There's never enough birds for him.
We're getting there. Oh, I had a problem with a fox, but went out lamping last week.
You've done a great job, Will.
Oh, ta.
Sorry I haven't been around much to support you this last couple of months.
Well, you've had a lot on your plate.
But from now on, I hope to be on hand a lot more.
Okay. Don't worry, though. I'm all right. And, I know what it's like to have a little one.
That's very kind.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've got Malcolm. He's a great help.
Well, I appreciate all your hard work.
How are things with, Rory's his name, isn't it?
That's right.
Settling in okay, is he?
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's not been easy for any of us, obviously.
No.
I'm sure we'll get there.
Must have been a bit of a shock, though. I mean, I know you've done it all before, but, well, it's still a big change, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you need to get away, Will?
Yeah, Emma will be over soon to drop off George. I better get these crates back in the shed. Hey?
I'll take them, don't you worry.
Oh, are you sure? Can you manage?
Yes, I said I'd be more hands-on, didn't I? Go on, get yourself home.
Well, would you be able to do that, Brenda?
Of course.
Well, that'd be marvellous. I'm already planning a launch at Grey Gables.
And when's that going to be?
Well, we haven't set a date yet. Next month sometime, you know, when the cheese is ready.
Well, let me know.
Well, of course.
Then I can do a press release. We'll send it out to all the local media. I'm sure the people I know at Radio Borsetshire would be interested.
Really? That'd be fantastic.
In the meantime, if you give me some pointers about what you'd like on the leaflets and the posters.
Yeah, I will.
Chocolate? Cinnamon?
Cinnamon, please. Yeah, I've been thinking I'd like to put something about the history of the herd. How the cheese is made.
Just write it down for me.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you, Brenda. I knew I needed to get the publicity sorted out, but... Well, so far, I've been managing with my very limited computer skills.
No worries.
Obviously, I'll pay you the proper rate. I mean, it's a professional job. I'd expect to reimburse you as such.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
Well, I must say, I'm feeling very positive about the whole enterprise. I managed to get 3 orders from people I met at the Royal Show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, I thought so. I'm glad I made the effort to spend the time there.
I won't be long.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm holding you up.
No, I'll
leave you to take Kirsty's order. Nice to see you, Kirsty.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not making an order.
I'll give you a call.
Sure, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you won't.
Is Emma not here yet?
No, she'll be here soon, though. We'll just have to hang on, then we can go.
Whatever, there's no rush.
That was interesting, though.
What?
Oliver's just offered me a job.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
All the marketing for the new cheese he's making.
Oh, are you going to?
I reckon so. I mean, I said yes. It all looks good on the CV, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Look at you, Miss Business Hotshot. It'll be Alan Sugar's boardroom next for you.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Seriously, though, you've got Oliver and Matt clamouring at your door.
He called me last night, actually.
Who, Matt?
Yeah. Judging by what he was saying, he's going to need me pretty much full-time.
Oh, you really will be his apprentice, then. What's the matter? You having second thoughts?
No, but it puts me in a difficult position here. If I take it on, I'll have to give up Jack's.
Right.
Like you say, what with Matt and Oliver and gourmet grills and my uni work, there's just not enough hours in the day.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, except for Emma.
Oh.
I feel like I'll be letting her down.
Oh, she'll understand, won't she?
Probably. She does kind of rely on me, though, you know? If she's running late because of George, or she needs to swap shifts or catch a lift.
What, you haven't told her then?
I haven't told Kenton yet.
Well, maybe you should. And sooner rather than later. The more warning they have, the better.
So, when do you think you'll bring the combine round?
I'll have to check the schedule with Adam. I'll get him to call you tonight.
It's good to see you back working. How are you getting on?
To be honest, David, it's about the only thing I feel I've got any control of at the moment. Everything else... Well, at least I know what I'm doing when I'm farming.
Yeah. Heard about Alice. I'm sure it's only a short-term thing. She'll come back.
I wouldn't count on it.
Really?
Not judging by yesterday's performance.
Why, what happened?
She and her bodyguard, Amy, decided to come back to fetch more of her stuff. She'd already been arguing with Jenny when I got there. When I tried to speak to her, I just got the usual.
Which is?
She doesn't need us anymore. We care more about Rory.
Oh, Brad.
But I don't think I've been a bad father, David. I know I've made my mistakes.
We all do.
I'll freely admit I've been an awful husband, but when it comes to my children...
Sure.
I've always been there for them, always. And I don't just mean with money.
No, I know you don't.
I've always known they can come to me. At least I think they have. Maybe I was wrong about that, too. I mean, I know Adam and I have had our problems.
You've been a good father, Brian.
I don't know. Perhaps I should have taken Rory and just gone, moved to Ireland, maybe. Perhaps they'd be better off without me.
Don't be ridiculous.
Is it, though? I mean, sometimes I'm at home and I watch Jenny, this amazing, beautiful woman who's done nothing but try to be a good wife. And there she is struggling to cope with Siobhan's child. And I just think to myself...
Oh, Brian, come on, there's no point in beating yourself up. You didn't force Jennifer into taking him.
I didn't give her much choice either. Maybe she'd be happier if I wasn't there.
Brian, she loves you. She doesn't want to lose you either.
So she's going to end up losing Alice instead?
Neither of you are going to lose her.
Well, I hope not. All I've tried to do through all this business is keep my family together.
Yeah, I know.
The trouble is that includes Rory.
Well, it could still happen. It's just going to take time and a lot of hard work.
I wish I could believe you.
You'll see.
At the moment, it just feels as if everything's falling apart.
Honestly, Bren, you shouldn't feel guilty.
Emma wasn't very happy, though, was she?
Well, that's not your fault. Kenton's fine about it. He said you'd be able to find someone to take your hours.
I know.
Anyway, it's almost some holidays. There'll be loads of kids looking for some part-time work.
Exactly. It will be kids. You know what Kenton's like. He'll hire some bimbo straight out of college just because she's got a low-cut top and flutters her eyelashes at him.
Well, that's his problem. He knows what the situation is with Emma.
Yeah, I guess. It's a shame she's taken that extra job at Brookfield.
Well, what's that?
She's going to be organising holiday lets at Rickyard Cottage.
Oh, right.
That's going to restrict when she can work even more.
Brenda, you're Emma's mate. She doesn't expect you to put your life on hold just to fit around her work schedule.
I just feel...
Well, don't.
Oh, look, there's Will with George. I might have a quick word.
All right.
Sorry, we were supposed to be having a chilled out afternoon.
It's okay.
I promise I won't be long.
Look, I'll go and get a bottle of wine from the shop. So what do you fancy, Bren? Rosé?
Yeah, fine. Do you want any money?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, hi, Will.
All right. Hi, Brenda.
Hey. Glad I bumped into you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, look who it is, Georgie.
Hello.
Yeah, so what's up?
It's about Emma. I gave her my notice at Jack's today.
Oh?
And it's got her a bit worried. It's been great while I've been there. I've been able to work her shifts around when you're looking after George.
Sure.
We've just juggled the rota between us.
Well, thanks. Oh, I appreciate it.
No, I mean, I'm happy to do it. It's not been a problem. But now Emma's got herself into a bit of a tiz about who's going to replace me. I mean, Kent is going to advertise, but it's quite likely whoever takes over won't be as flexible as I've been.
No, I can see that.
Yeah. Just thought I'd let you know.
Ta.
I guess you'll be seeing Emma tonight?
Well, yeah, when she picks up George.
Well, maybe if you could reassure her.
Oh.
She's just worried it's going to make it impossible to organise everything.
No, I'll sort out something.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I have to be less flexible with when I can and can't work, well, then that's just the way it'll have to be.
Are you sure?
Of course.
I just feel like I've really messed everyone up.
No.
It's not going to make things difficult for you with Brian.
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. Especially not at the moment.
How do you mean?
Well, it's not like he hasn't got his own childcare problems at the moment.
No, that's true.
I'm sure if I explain the situation, he'll understand.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll work something out.
Adam, just hold that down, would you?
Uh-huh.
No, sweetheart, no. Leave the paper alone. Oh, Rory.
I'll finish this, Mum.
What?
You sort him out.
Okay. There's the sticky tape.
Thanks.
Oh, Rory, look what you're doing. You're crumpling my lovely wrapping paper.
Yeah, we still haven't got Lillian a present.
Oh, well, if you haven't got time, you can come in on ours.
No.
Oh, Rory, what are we going to do with you?
I don't know.
Ian can have it as a job to do tomorrow.
Right, come on. Come and sit at the table. There we are. Oh, it's a shame that Ian will be in the kitchen on Sunday. It would have been nice to have him at the party.
Oh, I expect he'll manage to nip out for a few minutes.
It was so lovely to see him yesterday.
Yeah, he enjoyed himself.
Here, see if you can draw me a lovely picture.
I didn't know he was planning to come over.
Well, it was kind, and then Debbie called, so I was able to have a long chat with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rory, don't throw it.
Is James going to make it on Sunday?
Well, I'm not sure. Oh, Rory! Oh. When I spoke to Lillian, she said he was still umming and ahhing.
You'd think he'd make the effort. This is Mum's 60th.
Well, it's not as if he and Matt are best friends. And I was hoping... Well, Lillian did invite Alice... I don't know what she said.
Nor me.
Oh, Rory, oh, come on. What is it? Why won't you play nicely?
I don't want to.
Well, what do you want to do then?
I want to play with Ben.
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but he's not here.
Where's Ben?
Well, he's at home with Josh. Now, let's think what else we can draw.
No.
Hey, oh, come on now.
I don't want to draw.
Hey, would you like to go and find Fly?
Oh, that's a good idea. Shall we do that? Yes?
Daddy!
Hello, little one.
I want to go home.
Oh, dear, what's the matter? You all right?
Yes.
Now, come here. It's a good job Adam called me, isn't it?
Oh.
So, Adam, when did you want me to help you move the combine?
As soon as possible, really. I've let Jeremy go on his lunch.
Right.
Will you need me to bring up the rear?
Yeah, please. Right. So, usual formation. Brian, if you drive ahead.
Sure. Oh, excuse me.
And what do you want to do with Rory?
Well, you can help us move the giant combine, can't you? Well,
do you want me to take him, though?
No.
Well, I don't mind.
I'll have him in my car.
Oh, all right.
Honestly, darling, it'll be fine. Rory's going to help his daddy, aren't you?
I don't know either, Alan.
That's your recipe.
No, it's Auntie Satya's.
Yeah, you must have an idea, though.
Look, if you want me to guess, then I'd say a teaspoon.
Right.
But make sure you catch the seeds when they start spluttering. You don't want to burn them.
Right, OK.
I have every faith. I'm sure it'll be delicious.
Yeah, well, you spot some takeaway cartons in the bin this evening, just don't say anything.
And how are the girls?
Amy's working at the shop. Not sure about Alice. I think she's out on her horse.
Right.
I had a surprise yesterday, though. I went into the spare room to have a word with Alice, and she's got a television set in there and a laptop and...
No!
Yeah, she and Amy had gone over to Holm Farm and fetched a whole load more of her stuff.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't want to make her feel unwelcome.
You can't really let her think she's moving in there.
No. Oh! Oh, these seeds are starting to splutter.
Okay, then turn the heat down and put onions and garlic in.
Right. Oh, Alice, hi.
Hiya.
Usha, love, I'm going to have to go. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
I see you tonight. Hi.
Can't wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. Do you want to get something to eat? I've spread myself out here, rather.
Oh, no, I've only come back to get changed.
Oh?
I'm going over to see Caroline at the hotel.
Oh, really? Why are you doing that?
Oh, she promised me I could have a job waitressing over the summer.
Oh.
So hopefully I won't be under your feet as much from now on.
No, right.
The main thing is I'll be earning my own money.
That's good.
Mmm. What are you cooking? Smells good.
That's it, Adam!
Careful, Rory. We need to keep out of the way.
Come on, clearing the gatepost.
Hold my hand, sweetheart.
A bit more. Excellent. Beautiful job. Good. Well, that went smoothly, didn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you think of the combine, Rory?
It's very loud.
Well, that's because it's so big. Needs a lot of power.
All right?
Yes, perfect, darling.
Maybe you'll be driving it one day. What do you think of that? Would you like to?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be a while before that happens. Right.
Yes.
Shall I take Rory back?
No, no, you've had him all day.
It's okay, though, isn't it, Rory?
I'll have him.
Oh, Brian, don't be so silly. You can't do everything.
Jenny.
You're going to wear yourself out.
You need some rest, too. Let me have him. We'll have fun, won't we, Rory?
Brian?
Yeah?
I need you to go back and bring over the tractor and trailer.
Oh, well, actually, Adam...
Brian, it's fine. I'll take Rory back to the house.
Are you sure, Jenny?
Well, I just said so.
All right.
Now go on. Help Adam. We'll be okay, won't we, Rory?
Well, all I actually seem to have done is to give her an open invitation to stay.
Then you'll have to tell her.
Yeah, I can't, can I?
Oh, better that than let her carry on under false pretenses.
I don't want to put pressure on her, though. She already thinks everyone is against her. I just wish she could see how much this is hurting her parents.
Well, that's probably why she's doing it.
Mm. That occurred to me. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'll just have a word. If she just talked to them.
Poor old Alan, always picking up waifs and strays.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No!
No, we're lucky to get this time alone together, and I'm wasting it. So anyway, how was the Tarkadal?
Mmm, yeah.
Have I given your auntie a run for her money?
Very nice.
You're lying.
Well,
was it really terrible?
No, it's just a little soupy.
Oh, great.
Well, it's not bad for a first attempt.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. Come on.
I won't disturb you.
No, don't be daft. Come in.
Sure?
Yeah.
Hi, Usha.
Hi.
There's some dinner if you want it, although apparently it's an insult to Asian cuisine.
I did not say that.
There's plenty of rice, though.
Thanks. I'll take your drink through to the lounge, shall I?
Oh, yes, yes, okay, thanks.
I should just be able to catch the headlines.
So, did you see Caroline then?
Yeah.
Huh? Everything all right with the job?
There weren't any positions free in the restaurant, so I'm going to be cleaning rooms instead.
Oh, dear.
No, it's fine. It's the same money, so I don't care.
All right, well, that's a good attitude, I suppose. Must be nice to be standing on your own feet.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe you now could start seeing your way to, I don't know, talking to your parents? Alice, I know how you feel about them. All I want you to do is think, you know. Ask yourself, why are you doing this? Is it because you want to get your own back?
I'm doing this because they lied to me.
Yes.
Because they treated me like an idiot.
Yeah, Alice, I'm not denying that your parents made mistakes. But trying to hurt them in return is not going to help you. You're still going to have to face up to what's happened.
And I think I am facing up to it.
Really?
Yeah, but by moving out, making a life for myself.
But isn't that just hiding, though?
No.
Now, wouldn't it be better to have an upfront discussion with your parents and sort this whole thing out?
They don't hear what I say, Alan.
Right.
All they're trying to do is bring me round. Look, okay, maybe a bit of me does want to get back at them, but me moving out, well, that was the best thing for all of us. I can't cope living there.
It's all you're saying,
and it's not hiding. I'm angry with them, especially... I don't think he has any idea how I feel about him now.
Okay.
I'm just getting out of a situation that's not good for me.
Well, I doubt they'd see it that way.
Yeah, well, they've got Rory to think of now.
But that doesn't mean that they can't think of you, Alice.
Well, I'm an adult now. I've got a job. I'm only going to be around for another couple of months. I don't need my parents.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop you being their child.
Maybe. Makes no difference, though. It's just not my home anymore.
Better now?
Yeah, I think so.
What was the matter?
Oh, it was the picture of Siobhan. He couldn't see it properly.
Is his nightlight on?
Yes, yes, it's all right now.
Okay. Adam had you working late. You must be exhausted.
He was still going when I came home.
Really? Oh, he's so confident now. Glad he's able to spare the time to come to Lillian's party. Do you think Alice will come? We're going to have to do something about making her take some money. Adam's salary, I remember very much. We've got to give him something towards her keep. Brian? Oh, it's nothing. It doesn't matter.
What?
It's all right.
Rory.
Oh, I'll go. You go back.
No, no.
No, Brian. Stay in bed. I'll deal with it. It's okay, Rory. It's all right, darling. I'm here.
I want my mummy.
I know.
I want to go to Germany.
Well, of course you do, but... But, sweetheart, Mummy's not in Germany. Come on, there. Come on. You're safe here.
But Daddy said...
What did Daddy say?
That Mummy's better now.
That's right. She is.
So why can I not go back to Germany to see her?
Oh, sweetheart... She had to go a lot further away than that. Somewhere that none of us can see her. And that's what dying means, my darling. But she still loves you. And you'll always love her. And that feeling will never go away.
But I want her to be here.
I know. But you've got your daddy.
I know.
And you've got me too. And we're not going to leave you. Now, shh, shh, little one.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimpson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kim Greengrass and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.